Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. On today, it is Sunday, moderate outside. It's clear. It's a clear day. Really gorgeous day outside. It's clear. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's October 30th, 2022, 1 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Yes, indeed, got some hot music on today. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me just a small little favor while you're on Facebook. Use keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. On today, gonna get on down with it, baby. Gonna cook it, gonna sauce it, gonna fry it, gonna saute it, baby, and gonna chug-a-lug it on down. Listen, independent artists, you and I, and independent artists, LaGaga. Yeah, baby, got some hot stuff for you on today. Listen, your music is being heard by who? Come on, engineer, rock with me, baby. Listen, your music is being heard by people all over the world. I got some hot music on today from independent artist You and I. I am telling you, she is hot. She is sizzling, baby, sizzling. And also, independent artist LaGaga got some hot music from her. Listen, let me tell you, it is all superstar. This is the network for superstars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Do you hear me up in here? And independent artist UNI is a superstar, my darlings. Let me tell you a little bit about independent artist UNI. She is a Dutch singer and songwriter born and raised in Amsterdam with origins stretching from South America to Europe. Her sound is infused with contemporary, cinematic, soul-directed R&B combined with experimental touches. The singer's voice and lyrics are mystical but light, whereas the playful and sometimes melodic storytelling and intense is tone is warm, exploratory, profound, and moving. You and I's music reflects her innermost thoughts, and the Amsterdam artist is inspired by her subconscious observation of the world around her. I love it. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you, I got some bad music by her. You are going to enjoy her flavor and her sound up in here on today, as well as independent artist LaGaia. Also, this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. Everything is live. So listen, while the music is playing, I will be sending Spotify links over to different radio stations on the other side of social media, not on Facebook, my darlings, on Twitter. So MJTJ today is asking for Spotify links to play music on his, to place on his playlist placement. So I'm reading what he's asking for. This is MJTJ. He's one of the individuals that I tweet with. So listen, I saw this morning. He's asking for Spotify links. I'm going to send it over while the music is playing. He's asking for those links to place it on his playlist placement. Okay, so that's what's going to be going down on 50 Minute Network. It is about creating new opportunities for independent artists. And also, I do have a shout-out from Nias Miller. Nias Miller, let me tell you, he did a musical salute on the show not too long ago, and it was fantastic and fabulous. He enjoyed it so much, he gave me a little something to play. I want you guys to experience what he enjoyed and what he loved about the Fierce Female Network. This is Nias Miller. Check it out.
Hey, this is Nias Miller out of New York City, independent songwriter, producer, vocalist, giving a big shout out to Indie Lady and the Fierce Female Network. Listen, I really appreciate the support of her playing my music on the air and giving the positive affirmations that she did. Indie music is the biggest growing sector in the music business today, and I really appreciate having the support of people like Indie Lady who give us ears on our music and make things happen. So love to the Windy City, love to Indie Lady. Keep doing what you do. We need you, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Once again, that is Nias Miller. I appreciate him so much for doing a shout-out on Fierce Female Network. Now, listen, this young artist, independent artist, you and I am telling you, she is terrific. Her music is terrific. I listened to it, and right away I was taking it. I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Phenomenal and fantastic. Listen, I want you guys to dig up on this. It's almost like having a Sunday with your cherry on top. This is In Too Heavy.
I can only let you. Don't be afraid.
All right. That was Into Heavy by independent artist You and I. And while the music was playing, I was able to get the Spotify link for that particular song over to some new opportunities for that particular song. Listen, 400,000. So what I was doing, what happens now, 400,000 new opportunities for that song to be heard. Listen, it does not mean that you're going to end up with 400,000 new plays on your Spotify profile. Let's understand. So listen, what happens on Twitter? A list of individuals always ask for new music. A lot of radio stations, a lot of A&R reps, they ask for links, Spotify links. That's why I always ask for Spotify links, because they are looking for new music to see if they can place it on their playlist. So in a nutshell, 400,000 new connections were made. So listen, what they'll do is they'll go through and listen to the song, and then they may put it on their playlist. And it's an opportunity and an open door for to make new connections and new opportunities for your music to be heard. That's why I just enjoy and love independent artists. Been doing this since 2007, so listen, I've heard a lot of music. And let me say this, I got another song that we're going to play by independent artist You and I. It is called Why, and I want to say this. Listen, this young lady has it all together. Her music is banging bad, and not only that, her music and her talent, of course, is going to open brand new doors for her. Listen, the look that she has, and she's very photogenic. Listen, you guys know I believe in millionaire music, right? You guys know I talk about millionaire music all the time. I'm pretty sure some people think, how in the world can you do all of that at one time? Well, listen, when you start one project, and if you do it well, it will open doors for you to do other projects. So listen, other people will invite you to do something, and you have an opportunity to look it over and say yes or no. If you like the opportunity, then that's going to be a door open for you. I'm talking about millionaire music. So listen, this is what happens. When you put out a song like You and I have put out, Into Heavy, it's phenomenal. It's a great song. People hear it. People may see her. She's very photogenic. And what will happen? People will reach out to her, of course, and maybe create another opportunity, ask her to be a sponsor or an ambassador for some of their projects. Now, this is my experience, and this is what happens to me. So, you know, you end up with different opportunities. This is how you create millionaire music, because it creates multiple streams of income for you. All right, and so listen. Now, she has a really great look, right? She has a really great look. She could easily be on the cover of any beauty magazine. She really could, I'm telling you, because her pose, when she takes the perfect shot. If you look at her Spotify profile, she takes the perfect shot. And I can really appreciate that, because I am telling you, I get so many different profile pictures, and it's like, what are they thinking? You know, it's like they're sitting in the backyard taking a profile picture. I'm like, some of these people, they're not too serious about their craft. So listen, when you are serious about your craft, you got to make sure that you're representing your brand in a professional manner at all times, right? You really want to do that. I cannot stress that enough. I say it so many times. So listen, you got to make sure you are representing your brand with professionalism. And I'm telling you, I really appreciate You and I, because that is what she does. She takes perfect shots for her brand. And you know what happens? You develop a certain level. You develop a certain level of professionalism, and people expect that from you, right? She does it very well. Her music is phenomenal. The song Into Heavy is great. Love it. 10 plus, 10 plus, 8 plus. It is phenomenal. It is great. So listen, I have another one from You and I. Then up next is independent artist LaGaia. You're not going to believe what independent artist LaGaia has. I'm telling you, you're going to be floored, and it's unbelievable. You guys, check this out. This is Why. The song is Why by independent artist You and I. Come on with it.
Wait. Why? Why do we wait for the night?
All right, that is why she is phenomenal. I am telling you that is going to take her in a whole lot of different places and a whole lot of different levels. Listen, up next is independent artist LaGaia. I am telling you, this one is mind-blowing. It is an experience. Listen, this piece of music, what you're going to hear right now, the name of the song is The End. I took a listen to it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait. I just got a blast back from the past. Listen, I want you guys to experience this sound. It is surreal. I'm not going to tell you right now, but I'm going to play the song then. I'm going to tell you what I think about the song. And, honey, it is all good. It is peanut butter and jelly on the bread, honey. It is bad, super bad. And listen, once again, this is independent artist LaGaia. That is spelled L-I-G-A-Y-A. That is L-I-G-A-Y-A. And the song, once again, is The End. Yeah, but it's the beginning of a whole lot of things. Y'all check this out. This is The End. Listen, I kid you not, when I heard the song The End, and when I heard this artist, independent artist LaGaia, it was like a blast from the past. I'm going to tell you why. It was almost like I was listening to a reinvention of the band, the rock band, the Cranberries. Y'all remember the Cranberries, how big the Cranberries was? Everybody loved the Cranberries. So listen, this band, independent artist LaGaia, they got that song, they got that sound, then that song, The End, is phenomenal, and they have that sound that's going to just skyrocket. Crockett. I'm going to tell you something. After this musical salute, I wouldn't be surprised at what happens. You know, for independent artists, you and I, Amiga, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Listen, I got a few more minutes, and I'm going to say this real quick. Listen, I got a few more minutes in this episode. I want you guys to know it's going to be a musical spotlight and musical salute for independent artist LaGaia all day this afternoon. There's going to be another show pretty much for them, and then there's going to be another show this evening for independent artist LaGaia that's going to be spotlighting all of their music, well, a lot of their music. So listen, if you like that sound like the Cranberries, that's going to be the show for you, my darling. Listen, let me tell you something. Also, I got another shout-out. I got a little time I can do this shout-out. This is from Omalani, independent artist Omalani. She did a show back in July. She did Christmas in July. I listened to her music. I said, you know what? We could do a Christmas in July because she was sending me Christmas music. I said, well, honey, let's just do Christmas in July. And she says, well, I've never did that before. Let's try it. And so we did it, and I was like, honey, you know something? Your music sounds like you ought to be somewhere singing on Broadway, and you also look like you could be doing something in fashion. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to let her tell you. She sent me recording her testimony of what happened to her after she came on the show. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. I could not make this up. I'm going to let her tell you herself. This is independent artist Omalani. Take a listen to this.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, that is Omalani. Omalani, let me tell you something. She is blowing up like nobody's business. I'm telling you, everything is happening for her. So listen, just to reiterate, I got a few seconds, and then I'm pretty much out of time. So for Omalani, what happened, she got an invitation this year to participate in New York Fashion Week. So she walked the runway in New York Fashion Week. And guess what? They sent her another invitation to come back next year. She's going to be walking the runway again, New York City's Fashion Week. She's going to do it for 2023 in New York City. Not only that, she did participate and perform on Broadway. I keep telling people, words is just not falling out of my mouth. It's kingdom business around here because I love music. I love music. And I say it's kingdom business because anytime you are doing your purpose, that's kingdom business. You are fulfilling your purpose in the earth. You are fulfilling your destiny. You are fulfilling what you were carved out to do. A lot of people get it confused. They say, well, how can you say that? How can you say secular music has anything to do with kingdom business? Listen. It's like this. Each individual is born to do what they're born to do, right? You have a gift and you have a talent. Quite naturally, I cannot sing. There's no way I can sing like independent artist you and I, or I cannot sing like independent artist LaGaia, but they are doing what they are born to do. They are doing their purpose. They are doing their destiny. That's the way that it is. It does not mean that I don't believe in God. It does not mean that I'm way off somewhere, because listen, God will only speak what is in you. So listen, the gifts and the talent that's within them. God put those gifts and talents within them, right? And they are doing what they are called to do. They are functioning within their talent. So listen, Omalani, she performed on Broadway. She never thought that, you know, or imagined she would be singing on Broadway, but she did, right? So listen, let me tell you something. Not only that, they gave her a billboard in Times Square. I mean, you can't get in better than that. So listen, what I'm saying to you is, you know, we're going to have a show tonight. It's going to be a spotlight and musical salute for independent artist LaGaia, and it's going to be hot. They're like a blast from the past. They're like cranberry. I'm telling you, there is no telling what direction they will go in. That is independent artist you and I and independent artist LaGaia. They are doing what they are born and created to do. They are doing their purpose, and they are doing it right. They're doing it on purpose as well. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone-cold blast. And I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.